they equate, based on their 1976 Buckley v. Valeo decision, money with speech. So basically they are saying that someone spending money politically is the same thing as political free speech. And we see them as very different things. When money is put into political advertising, it concentrates a voice. It gives a megaphone, basically, based on the amount of money that somebody can put in. It's not a matter of political debate. It's not a matter of educating the public, discussing issues. It's a matter of those 30-second TV spots that we see in elections, the attack ads, the ones that don't tell you really who they're from. And they're not about responsible statements of political concern. They're about hitting people over the head with messages. This decision will allow a single donor to give more than $3.5 million to a single party and its candidates. So previously, there was a limit of $123,000, $123,200. And, you know, that's already twice the median income of American families. So this just raises the roof off for a donor to give this much money in support of any candidate or party. You know, money talks. So political advertising is effective. That's why they do it. And all this money put into attack ads can undermine candidates that speak for the people, speak for a large majority of the people versus those who are beholden to these big money interests. So it can affect elections. It can affect decisions after elections. Look, we're seeing again and again the issue of political corruption arising in the state and the federal government. And it's basically, you know, we have a system of legalized bribery. Legalized bribery.